And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. We're only 21 months away from having the North American Union. At least that's what the Obama administration is planning for us. The North American Union, the merger of Mexico, Canada, and the United States. 2010, that was the year that was decided upon by the Illuminati elite and George W. Bush, our president at the time, President Vicente Fox of Mexico, and Prime Minister Martin of Canada all signed a document, an agreement, in Waco, Texas in 2005. As you know, those of you who listen to this program, we've talked about this many times. They even set up an architectural monstrosity in Bluefield, West Virginia, on the interstate there, the North American Union pyramids, and had a secret occult ritual to confirm the deal and to receive Satan's blessing on it. Now, that all may sound absolutely cockeyed and crazy, but this world is pretty nuts, isn't it? And you see now with what's going on with this swine flu that's hit Mexico, it is spreading around the world, you see how crazy things can get very, very speedily. It just so happened that at the very moment our Homeland Security Director, Miss Janet, the lesbian Napolitano, I call her the lesbian butcher, she's sort of taken over, you know, the butch role from Janet Reno, who was Attorney General under Bill Clinton. Now we have the the butch gal from the Southwest, Janet Napolitano. Oh, talk about her there in Arizona. They know about her and her girlfriends. But, you know, that's the kind of people Obama surrounded himself. I mean, Rahm Emanuel danced ballet. He was a ballet dancer. Oh, yeah. One of those kind, wearing those leotards. And now he's White House Chief of Staff. I think you get the message, dear friends. Well, today we're going to talk about some secrets. Well, I've already just started talking about the swine flu. We'll talk about the truth about the swine flu and what it means for America and Mexico and the world. But it just so happened when it came out, you know, I had a radio program that was on my internet. The day they announced this horror of the swine flu, we began to air my radio program that I'd taped a couple of weeks prior called Mexico on Fire. Mexico on Fire. Some people said, Tex, how is it possible the very moment they were talking about the swine flu that seemed to be just branching out all over the world from Mexico, with Mexico City becoming a zombie city and people dying and horrible things going on in Mexico, how were you able to do a radio program 2 weeks in advance called Mexico on Fire? Well, there again, I believe God gives certain of us, you know, some inside information, tremors. The Bible, in fact, talks about birth pangs that occurs. Jesus said, you know, when an earthquake comes, usually there's small pre-shocks. They use different language. Go to the King James Bible. It's the only Bible I use. It's the only Bible there is in English that really you can trust. And Jesus says that these birth pangs occur before. Just like a woman that's going to give birth starts to have pangs. Then she knows as those contractions continue and get more and more rapid, that birth is about to happen. This is the birthing of the new world order of the Illuminati elite, and these earthquakes are beginning to occur. Of course, talking about earthquakes, no sooner had we heard the story from Napolitano about the swine flu virus that's affecting much of the world that suddenly we were told an earthquake anywhere from 5.6 to 6.0 on the Richter scale hit Mexico City. What's that all about? Well, that's one of the secrets we'll be talking about today. Volume 153 of Secrets. About once a month we do a volume of Secrets. This is news and slants on facts that, well, you'll never hear anywhere else. And I suppose most people are just afraid to talk about these things. For example, the earthquake. You know, Secretary of Defense William Cohen, he was Secretary of Defense under Bill Clinton. Back in April of 1997, he gave a couple of speeches in which he said that the United States has now very far advanced in seismic earthquake weaponry. This is part of the 2025 program by the U.S. Air Force and the other military services and the Pentagon to come up with a weather war scenario, the ability to affect weather, to cause volcanoes, earthquakes, as a war weapon, the ability to gender tornadoes, to enhance hurricanes, to cause droughts, to cause drenching torrential rains, even weapons to cause tsunami, you know, water situations. This is not Buck Rogers, you know, 25th century. This is America, 21st century, and we have weapons that you would not believe. And by 2025, the U.S. Air Force announced, the actual office of the U.S. Air Force announced by 2025, we will own the weather. They're monkeying with God's creation, dear friends. And I think it could be very, very frightening what they're going to do. And that's the reason for all of these chemtrails we see all over the world, these jet contrails that are really chemical trails, because they're experimenting with various means to alter and affect the weather. This is one of the great secrets of our day. And many people are dying from ingestion of aluminum particles and other substances that are being, you know, spread by these aircraft of the United States government. And it's all experimentation, and they don't want thousands of lawsuits against the government, so people are getting sick and dying of chemtrails, and this is all part of the program. At the same time, they have weapons. They place, you know, sort of similar to the bunker-busting bombs and neutron bombs, That can destroy property. Neutron bombs are basically, they use atomic fission, but they do so in a process that does not cause but a small amount of radioactivity. And therefore, these bombs are ideal to boost earthquakes. And you place them in appropriate areas in earthquake-prone places, such as Mexico City, because Mexico City ever so often does have earthquakes. And that city, with its incredible number of people, 30 million people, one of the most populous cities in the world, even more than Los Angeles and New York City. 30 million Mexicans in Mexico City. And yet it sits on a horrible geographical fault line and is susceptible to earthquakes. And I believe it's no big thing to the Mexican government and the American government to collaborate and experiment with earthquake weapons that will go off and cause incredible damage in Mexico City. So what if 3,000, 5,000, 20,000 people die from earthquakes? There's 30 million excess people there anyway. Of course, the bigwigs fly out on their private jets before it all happens. They fly to their little vacation hotspots in the Caribbean islands and overseas in Monaco, over to Shanghai, Beijing, and so forth, where they can grab hold of their prostitutes and all of their gambling and such, and then laugh when they see the stories of the tragedy and misery caused by their earthquake weapons. And I know you say, Tex, this is incredible. This is fantastic. No, it's evil. It's just devil, the devil at work. The devil, we're face to face with the devil when we see what's happening in Mexico. Now, that's what I said in my report called Mexico on Fire. You'll need to order that for just $8. Please add $5 shipping and handling. And we'll give you that tape, Mexico on Fire. Now, in it, I talk about the destabilization of Mexico. The economic collapse of the United States and Canada is bad enough, but in Mexico, friends, you won't believe what's going on there. Let me explain to you something. They're destabilizing Mexico. It's the weaker of the three partners of the North American triunion that they're putting into effect. It's the weaker, but they want to drive down and destabilize, collapse the whole economy and culture of Mexico so that the Mexican people will accept their merger with the United States, and the Mexican people will say, we would prefer to be peasants, peons, and economic bondage slaves of America rather than to stay in our bankrupt, earthquake-prone, disease-ridden nation, full of narco drug cartels and gangs and crime and corrupt governors and on and on and on. They'd prefer to come to America and be in economic bondage than to stay in Mexico. And now we're going to begin to see millions more crowd across the border. Millions, millions, millions of Mexicans. And who can blame them? But what they don't know is the United States and its CIA and FBI and ATF and even the Border Patrol are all working together to cause these things to happen, along with the Mexican police, the Mexican army, the Mexican government under Felipe Calderon. Now, I want to give you some examples of the destabilization of Mexico. And believe me, what has happened there is going to eventually happen to America, because once they get the North American Union, they're going to want the Central and South American Union with North America to bring together the Americas. And we will, this is the trilateral commission goal. The European Union, the Americas Union, the ASEAN Union. And then Africa will be melded on to Israel. Africa's already on the way to being controlled by Israel and its Mossad. Why do you think Mandela took over South Africa and all the diamonds are there, the gold, the tin, the minerals, all those other countries too? We're going to recolonialize. That's what's going on right now. And the Israeli Mossad is the key of it. Israel wants to reaccomplish everything it historically did in their weird, diseased, satanic minds of the Zionist Jews. And they read in the Old Testament that at one time, King Solomon had all of these inroads in Africa. You heard about King Solomon's mines. And King Solomon had all this gold and ivory and all the other things from Africa. And Israel says, it's ours. King Solomon had the mines, and now we want the gold and the diamonds and the ivory. This is a historical imperative for the diseased minds of the Zionist Jew Illuminati in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and Haifa, Israel. But back to the destabilization of Mexico. First of all, there's the guns. Obama actually gave a speech last week, President Obama, in which he said 90% of the guns being used by the drug cartels and the gangs in Mexico were imports from the United States. Well, I guess it's only right. If they're buying 90% of their guns and ammo from the United States, after all, we're buying 99.99% of their illegal drugs. So it's a little even swap. We get their drugs, they get our guns. But in fact, the 90% is just a bunch of baloney. It's not even true. But it makes it sound like America is introducing all of these guns, these assault weapons, so-called, into Mexico. And that will give Obama and the Congress the right and the moral, you know, authority to shut down all the gun manufacturers in America and to take out the Second Amendment of the Constitution. And it will be an emergency. We're trying to stop the gun trade from the United States into Mexico that's causing so much misery of the gangs and the narco cartels. They're using American guns. We've got to stop it. So how do you do it? Well, you've got to take away the guns. And you American citizens, we know you'll understand if we have to suspend the Second Amendment to the Constitution, your right to keep and bear arms, so that we can stop the gangs and the narco kingpins down in Mexico from having guns. Don't you get the picture? Meanwhile, now listen to me very carefully. You can trust me when I tell you that America's Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, you know, the same monsters that shot Randy Weaver's wife in the head at Ruby Ridge, those same monsters working with the FBI, the CIA, the U.S. Border Patrol are introducing these guns to them. They're not coming over to America and buying the guns. We're taking thousands and thousands of guns over and distributing them. Who do you think runs the drug market? Do you really think there's some guy named Jose in Colombia and Manuel in Mexico that's running the whole drug thing? The introduction of heroin, cocaine, and especially marijuana in the United States. Do you think it's Jose and Manuel? I got news for you, friend. It's the United States of America running the drugs. We're the drug runners. Jose and Manuel work for us. And we've told them we're going to give you guns that you're going to use. And I'm sure Jose and Manuel says, we don't need your guns, senor. And we said, well, you're going to have them. And we want you going around and shooting and killing people and plundering villages and raping and murdering the peasants. We want you to scare people in Mexico to destabilize your country. Well, okay, senor, if that's what you want. If you will just continue to let us sell you our drugs and distribute our drugs, good. Believe me, the drug cartels, the gangs, are being enhanced, enabled by America. Now, some other ways we're destabilizing Mexico. And I want you to understand, dear friends, the 33rd degree motto of Freemasonry, and Mexico, the whole government is riddled with Freemasons, as is America. The motto is Ordo ab Chao, order out of chaos. This is the communist, Marxist, Illuminist conflict of opposites, the Hegelian process, the dialectical materialism process in operation. First, you introduce chaos, destabilization, chaos, crisis, emergency. You cause the problem, then you come forth and say, oh, we have solutions. We will help you fix the problem. This is what you do with the banks. You cause through the derivative credits and all of these fancified, crooked, corrupt financial instruments at the highest level of international banking, you cause the world economic system to collapse, and then the Illuminati come forth and say, oh, we have a solution. And of course, the solution is going to mean the end of nationalism and the introduction of a new world order and a new global currency. They create chaos, and then they say, we must have order. Here's what we must do to establish order out of chaos. You remember that Rahm Emanuel, Obama's chief of staff in the White House, said we can't let a good crisis go to waste. And Hillary Clinton went over to the Middle East and says, we've got to move fast. We can't let a good crisis go to waste. Friends, I can take you back to the literature of the occult societies. Alice Bailey of the Lucis Trust, she said the way we're going to gain our new age kingdom is through crises. Because crises present to us who have planned long and hard opportunity. And so destabilization of Mexico, America, and the whole world brings opportunity to establish ordo or order. It's just a Latin word for order. Here's some other ways they're doing it. Mexican banks have been emptied of their assets. There's no money in Mexican banks anymore, just like there's very little money in American banks. Where is it at? Well, Mexican billionaires and millionaires have parked their money in Israeli-controlled banks across the globe. In some cases, Mexican billionaires and millionaires have been ordered to park their money in corporations and in places that will help the Illuminati. For example, one of the things the Illuminati is a little bit upset about because it was unintended consequences, but they discovered, as they continued their procedures through this destabilization process, that no longer do people trust anywhere in the world the major media. No one believes the New York Times newspaper or the Washington Post or the Chicago Tribune. They're all Jewish-owned Zionist-controlled media, Illuminati-controlled media. Nobody believes them. Nobody wants to read them anymore. Why do you want to read a bunch of propaganda and trash out of the New York Times or the Minneapolis newspaper or the Seattle or the Denver? And so all of those newspapers are all going bankrupt. They're all going bankrupt. Print newspapers, you know, the hard copies, they're going out. The news is going to be all on the internet. Now, this would be great, except the Illuminati doesn't control all of the internet. For example, you're hearing the voice of Tex Mars. They would like to close me off, and in due time they will. But right now, the internet is a free-willing thing, and you can hear the truth. You can hear the truth here on Power of Prophecy and on other radio programs. Now, believe me, they're working very fast to put a stop to this. They're trying to pass hate crime laws and so forth. And you know, the government's already tagged the ones that are going to be the haters. And if you think it's just people that are Nazis, well, you got another thing coming. If you think it's just the Islamic peoples that are going to be shut up, no. They're not worried about Muslims. The Muslims have no way to stop America and the New World Order. They're the peasants of the world. We've stolen their oil. And the Africans, look, we've stolen their diamonds and their gold from South Africa, all Zimbabwe and all the other places of their Nigeria. So the Africans can't stop the Illuminati. The South American Mexican peasants cannot stop the Illuminati. And the only ones that have a way to dent it are those who have the information. My friends, information is golden. Information, truthful information, is like solid gold. Because the truth, Jesus said, shall make you free. And they've got to stop the truth. This is one of the things you must understand. They cannot allow Tex Mars to stay on the air much longer. Because people believe Tex Mars and don't believe the New York Times. Several years ago, a New York Times columnist wrote, Ms. Quinlan wrote a big feature editorial blasting Tex Mars in this ministry. And she says, he's got to be stopped. Perhaps the IRS can investigate him. But whatever is the case, that man has to be stopped. What are they worried about? I'm just a little guy here in Austin, Texas. Why would they worry about me? We're so picky. Well, let me tell you something, friends. It's like Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the author of the Gulag Archipelago, said, one word of truth outweighs the whole world. And Vladimir Lenin, one of Obama's, one of the men that he admires the most, I'm sure, stated, and this is actually quoted. Actually, they have a sign on the wall of the communist newspaper, Izvestia, That was a communist newspaper. Pravda is the other one. A Russian word meaning truth, Pravda. But it wasn't truth. It was lies of the government. Communist lies. But one of the things they revealed themselves about was when you walk into the main offices of Pravda, communist truth, the newspaper, sort of equivalent to our LA Times or, you know, Newsweek, Time, and so forth. They had a great big quote written on the wall. And everybody that came into the Pravda building saw on the wall, and it was a quote from Lenin. And I want to paraphrase what he said. He said, if we were at war with an enemy, they would use bullets and bombs, airplanes against us. But he said, words are more powerful than bombs and bullets. That is why we cannot allow people to criticize the government. It is true, the pen is mightier than the sword. That's why the Bible is so powerful, and they want to put out 1,000 different Bible versions to dilute the truth of the King James Bible. I'm willing to wade through some these and thous and thys to get the truth. Other people are not. And the first moment I began to look at these new Bible versions and see that they've stripped entire chapters and passages from the Bible, then I knew what was going on. They're trying to dilute and pollute and strip the Word of God. Someday I want to do a book entitled What They Took Out. In fact, I did a radio program on this. And I revealed, I don't know, Jerry's my broadcast engineer, probably about 75 or 80 things that they've taken out. See, most people don't know. They're reading these new Bible versions. And, you know, they read verse 20 of chapter 20. Then verse 21 and 22. What they don't know is there could be 8 verses taken out, and then they renumber it. You think you're reading the full Bible, but you're not. And with every new edition and printing, they take out more words. And then, of course, pretty soon, there's no God in heaven, there's a goddess. And don't look for hell, because there's no hell in the new Bibles. They've taken that out too. Isaiah 14:12 in the Old Testament mentions Lucifer as the devil. But only if you have the King James Bible did you know that if you use the NIV or some other Bibles, the word Lucifer is not even there anymore. John Robinson, a Freemason, wrote a book about his decision to become a Mason. He said, one of the reasons I decided to become a Freemason was I didn't believe that Lucifer was a bad angel. And thank God for the new versions. They've taken out the name of Lucifer. We Masons don't believe that Lucifer was a bad angel. He was a good angel. Yeah, the devil, his name of Lucifer has been rehabilitated. He's been cleaned up. He's not even called Lucifer anymore in the new Bible versions. That's one of the secrets that I want to tell you about today. And we got a lot more secrets when we return. I want to tell you a little bit about the Jewish killers at Columbine. The Jewish homosexuals who killed all those kids at Columbine High School. You mean you didn't know they were Jewish homosexuals? Well, the media won't tell you, but we will right here on Power of Prophecy as one of our secrets today. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Tex Mars, and you're listening to Power of Prophecy. Hello, friends. Tex Mars here again. Have you ever read 1 John 5, verse 10 of the Bible? It says something that when you first read it, you sort of gloss over it because it cannot possibly be true. But it is. God said it. through the Apostle John. Here's what it says. It says, we know, and we're talking about Christians, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. You know, the Apostle Paul said that Satan is God, that's a small g now, not the capital G, is God of this world. That means the devil is God of planet Earth. Now I have a new video out called Face to Face with the Devil. Would you like to discover the God of this world, the devil, and see actual proof in stone, metal, wood, plaster? The idols of the devil that have been planted in cities across the world and people don't even know about it? Hundreds and hundreds of statues and idols of devils have surreptitiously, secretly been planted in Washington, D.C., in Chicago, in New York, in Minneapolis, in Nashville, Tennessee, devils. And I'm talking about real idols of devils in stone. And people walk right by them. People don't even notice them. I was in New York City, Wanda and I, and I was sitting on a bench and just watching people go by, and Wanda, she went in this little place to get something. And I don't know, everybody likes to go to New York, but it makes me nervous. I have to tell you, I just don't like the place. I'm sorry, you folks in New York City, I love you, but that's a wicked city. It is. And as I was sitting there, I noticed a man, and he was very well dressed, and he had a briefcase, and, you know, he looked like $1 million in his suit and such, and I figured he was a Wall Street type. And so I just decided to shock the guy a little bit. I didn't have much, you know, better to do sitting there. That afternoon, we were going to go over to the United Nations building, and I was going to do some research. And this was right outside our hotel. So while Wanda was going to this little trinket shop, you know, I told the guy, I said, "Hey, sir, I'm from Texas. I have a question for you." He says, "Well, I'm sort of busy." I said, "Yes, I know everybody's busy in New York City, but I'm just wondering, do you come by this way very often on this sidewalk?" He said, "Yes, 3 or 4 times a day." I said, "Really? See, I'm on my way to work and back, and I go out for lunch." And I looked up and I said, "There's a devil looking down on us, a stone devil. He has horns. He's bearded. Wouldn't you say that's the devil looking down on us? It's been carved in stone on this building." And he looked up and said, Oh. I said, "You've never noticed that devil looking down on you?" He absolutely was flabbergasted. I said, "Every day you go by here 3 or 4 times and you don't notice the devil's leering at you, looking down on you, a horned devil, an idol. Who do you think put him there? I'm just wondering." He looked up at that and he said, "I don't know. I don't know. That's bad, isn't it?" I said, "Pretty bad." And I asked him, I said, "Are you a Christian?" He said, No, I'm not. I'm Jewish." I said, "Well, do you believe in the devil?" He said, "No, I don't believe in a devil." I says, "Well, somebody must believe in the devil. They put him up there in stone. That costs money to put a devil in stone on the facade of a building in New York City." And he just looked at me, and by that time, I think the guy got afraid of me. Maybe thought I was promoting the devil, but I just asked the guy if he was a Christian. And he just turned and just walked on his heels and just left. I wonder what the man thought. He probably got home that night and said, "You know, I met a crazy Christian and a devil today, both." In a space of about 60 seconds. Well, he had become face to face with the devil and he didn't even know it. But I brought it to his attention. And now I believe everywhere he goes, he's going to see devils. Once these things are brought to your attention, you cannot deny them. The whole world is afflicted with what I call the big D. The big D, that's denial. They want to deny that this world belongs to the devil. And many Christians say that can't be true. The devil is not more powerful than Jesus. Well, of course not. I never said he was. The devil's a pitiful, defeated fool. Of course, Jesus is victorious. He's God. But listen to me, friends. For whatever reason, and you know, Jesus does what he wants. I don't try to tell him what to do. I beg him for help quite a bit, and he does help me. He answers my prayers. It's amazing what Jesus will do when you just ask him. Ask, and ye shall receive. Knock, and it shall be opened. On the other hand, for some reason, I think I have a glimmer of understanding on it, but I don't have time for it today. The whole world lies in wickedness, and Satan is God of this world, and I have evidence for it on my new video documentary entitled Face to Face with the Devil. But I want you to understand, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Ah. Now, there are galaxies upon galaxies upon galaxies. Scientists admit they have no idea how many trillions of galaxies there are. Innumerable planets and stars and suns. This is only one small galaxy that we live in. You could travel forever and ever and ever and never see them all if you had the means to do so, which we don't. So God has billions, trillions of planets that he's created. But on this particular planet, for a small little bitty slice of what we call time, which is relative. I don't believe in relativity of morals, but in time, it is true. Relatively, a small slice of time, God has said, okay, Satan, I'm going to give this world to you to do what you want. And the only people that you better not mess with is my people, my chosen people. That's why, by the way, I wake up every morning with a smile on my face. I do what I want. I say what I want. I eat what I want. Because I say, God, guide me this day. God, lead me into wisdom. God, help me. God, protect me. And you know what? God does that. And it's no big deal for God to do those things. He does that and more. Now, I'm very thankful to, when I say it's no big deal, I don't mean God's not doing anything. He is. He's doing everything. Because Satan would like to destroy Texmars and end this message forever. But he cannot do it because I am not a citizen of this world. Now, I know my critics out there would like to say I'm from some faraway planet. Yeah, you're a nut from some other planet, Texmars. I know. Well, I am in a way. I'm from another kingdom. I have a king. My president may be Obama on this little sniveling world, but I have a great, great God in heaven, and it will be my great privilege to bow before him and kneel and be his friend someday in heaven. And I acknowledge him as my king and my savior. And it is my privilege to serve him. A lot of people don't want to serve anybody. But friends, you got to serve someone. There are two masters, and you cannot escape it. You may say, oh, I'm my own boss. Oh, you're a fool. A man who is his own boss doesn't know that he is in bondage to Satan. But as for me, I have a boss. I have a foreman. I have a king, and his name is Jesus, King Jesus. Now, look, that's my little sermonette for today. I'm just trying to tell you that there is a God of this world, a devil, a Satan, a Lucifer, and I have a video out called Face to Face with the Devil, Close Encounters with Unexpected Evil. And you will see hundreds and hundreds of idols, examples. You'll see them on churches, on auditoriums, inside auditoriums, decorating theaters, in and out of theaters, department stores. Go in a department store and you're going up the escalator, look on the side of the escalator and there's a statue of a devil head looking at you. Go to the Denver International Airport. You'll see devils. You'll see serpents. You'll see goat heads. The signs are there. Friends, this whole world has been turned over to Satan to do what he wants for a short while, and he will do it. And he's bringing everything to pass. That's why the world is becoming a big brother police state, because the devil is active. And the Bible says, the book of Revelation, he's furious. He's angry because he knows he has but a short time. But he has given us an architecture of evil, and he spread these idols of stone and plastic and wood all over the world. And let me tell you something. We have now this evidence of swine flu and sicknesses that are spreading across the globe. And the Bible says that's going to happen. Read Revelation 6, the four horsemen of the apocalypse come to bring death. And one brings something called pestilence. That's germs. That's bacteria. That's sickness. That's one of the plagues that God is going to allow to strike this planet down. And you would think that after all of these viruses and sicknesses and horrors and the world economic collapse and wars and rumors of wars, you would think that men would repent and say, Lord, save us. You're the only way. Satan is God of this world. We need your help now. You would think more and more men would turn to God, but less and less are turning to God. Revelation 9 verse 20 is the very reason that I have produced this video. People say, Tex, okay, devils are everywhere. They pop up where you least expect them. They're amazing. This video, they've never seen anything like it. But they say, why would you want to produce the evidence of devils secretly hidden in plain sight around the world? Why would you want to do that? Because I want people to know about Revelation chapter 9, verse 20. Here's what it says. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood. All the tragedy that befalls this earth, including this swine flu, that's just a small thing that's going to happen. I mean, it's going to get bigger. The big epidemics are on their way. Pestilence that you've never seen before. But men still repented not. And what do they continue to worship? Devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood. And you know what? The devil has planted these idols all over the world. And I can walk down the streets of any city in America and I can identify them. And I have done years of research to identify these devils. You say, well, Tex, are there certain signs? Do devils look different than other people? Yeah, they do. When I see a statue or a carving or an image with two horns coming out of a man's head, I don't think that's normal. So are these devils? You better believe it. Get this video. And I want you to evangelize people. Folks, when they see this video, people say, you know what? The end must be near. Satan is actually planting idols of himself. Devils. You come face to face with the devil around the world. And people still do not repent. Okay, that's the video. It's $25. Please add $5 for shipping and handling, a total of $30. Ask for the new video by Tex Mars entitled Face to Face with the Devil. Now let's return to our program. We don't have very much time. I want to remind you of our address, of course, to send your $30 postpaid to get the video Face to Face with the Devil. Our address, Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733 in the United States of America. You can phone us toll free and ask for face to face $30. That includes the postage, the handling, the shipping, everything. And it's just freshly out, my friends. Just this week, we just got these from the manufacturer. Our phone number is toll free 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. And with your order, we'll give you a free issue, a free subscription, actually, of my monthly newsletter, Power of Prophecy. Okay, you're listening to Tex Mars. This is Power of Prophecy. We're talking one thing about the destabilization of Mexico. I talked about the guns. I mentioned other things that are occurring. Let me go into them very quickly. We know about the swine flu. created in United States Army laboratories that's slamming Mexico. And think of the tourist trade. One of the major income areas for Mexico is tourism. Well, it's dead now. People are canceling their flights to Mexico left and right. They don't want to go to Cancun or Cozumel or all these so-called resort areas and party and then come home with some deadly disease. Now, here's some other things that are going on. I mentioned to you that the Mexican banks have been emptied of their assets. And Mexican billionaires have been forced to park their money in Israeli-controlled banks around the world. And then other Mexican billionaires, in fact, one of the richest men in North America is a Mexican named Carlos Slim. He was forced to invest, quote-unquote, which means to throw away, $400 million in the New York Times. It's a failing newspaper. I told you about this. But they want to keep them alive as long as they can. These newspapers, oh, they're declining. So they forced old Carlos Slim to give up $400 million to invest in the New York Times so that they could stay afloat this year. But there's still, you know, money is just going out the windows there. Nobody's buying the paper. Nobody's buying advertising in these newspapers anymore. Now, another thing that's happened to Mexico is the income from the United States Mexican illegals. There are some 35 to 40 Mexican million Mexican illegal aliens living in America. And you know what? They're all being put out of work. We're not building anymore. We're not building new homes at the rate we were. We're not building commercial real estate. We're laying off people from factories and these illegal aliens. If they're willing to work for $5, $6, $7, $8 an hour, but there's no jobs. So they're not sending money back home to their families. So Mexico was receiving billions of dollars from illegals in America. Now they're not getting it down in Mexico. They're beginning to really suffer. Meanwhile, Mexican industry, much of the American industry, Magnavox televisions, moved down to Mexico. But guess what? Magnavox went bankrupt. General Motors built factories down in Mexico. Guess what? General Motors has just laid off all of its employees for the summer. They're closing plants left and right. Ford Motor Company has laid off thousands and thousands of workers, many of them Mexicans. The Mexican industry has been gutted by the New World Order collapse. Mexican real estate is sinking. And let me tell you something. All you Americans who abandoned this country and went to Baja, California, said, hey, I can buy cheap real estate, beautiful beach homes down on the beaches of Mexico. Watch out. You better lock your doors very carefully at night. You better get you an M16. You better pay for Mexican guards and hope they don't come in and cut your throats at night while you're sleeping. Because the people are going to get furious and angry at you. They're going to say, what are you gringos doing down here in Mexico with the nicest homes? And they're going to take those homes back. And the Mexican drug cartels with their guns, furnished by the American military and spy agencies and so forth, they're going to come after you. So Mexican real estate is already suffering. Entire real estate developments in Mexico can't sell their products. Donald Trump, yeah, old Donald Trump, from the casino in New Jersey, he went down to Mexico, he and some pals, and they bought up a bunch of junk land, and they were going to build these beautiful condos on the beach. They're all bankrupt. People are suing Donald Trump. Meanwhile, he puts out a new book called Think Like a Champion. The guy filed for bankruptcy. His New Jersey corporation, his Mexican real estate project went kaboom. And the guy has the gall to continue his little TV program, The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Well, that's my name for it. And meanwhile, he puts out a new book, Think Like a Champion. Miss USA, she should be Miss USA, I suppose, Miss California, went to Donald Trump's USA Today contest. He owns the rights to the USA Today, the Miss USA contest. Now, I'm not pushing for that. I'm sure the girls shouldn't get up there and strip down. to be, you know, eye candy for guys and so forth. So I'm not pushing for the Miss USA contest. But if they're going to have it, why punish some girl from California who should have won, but they asked her this question, what's your opinion about gay marriage? And she said very nicely, well, people have different opinions, but my opinion, because the way I was raised and I'm a Christian is what she meant. By the way, she's a student at San Diego Christian University. She says, I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. Why, you dumb B-I-T-C-H, said this homosexual judge, Perez Hilton. Now, who put Perez, not Paris, but Perez Hilton as a judge on the USA Today? Miss USA Today. Miss USA pageant. Well, Donald Trump has the authority. He knew what was going on. I heard Donald Trump was asked by Bill O'Reilly on the O'Reilly Factor on Fox TV. What was his opinion on it? The guy said, I don't have an opinion. Some people are for Miss California and some are against her. I just like the controversy. It makes my, you know, the stock, my investment in the USA, Miss USA pageant go up. Ha, ha, ha. Now that's thinking like a champion. But remember, Donald Trump is a Zionist Jew. Oh, you didn't know he was Jewish? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. By the way, here's some other things destabilizing Mexico. There's the swine flu. There's the earthquakes artificially created. I've told you about our Secretary of Defense back in April 1997 who admitted that. Then there's more. The Chiapas Indians are being armed, the insurgents in the Yucatan area. They're going to be told, go out on the pathway to revolution. Of course, they can't overthrow the government, but they can terrorize people. Meanwhile, watch out, because I believe there's going to be some terrorist bombs exploding, maybe at the Mexican parliament and other places, and it will be the Israeli Mossad. They're hard at work in Mexico. I can give you evidence that the Israeli Mossad is no doubt going to plant some terrorist bombs and blame it on who knows who in Mexico. Destabilization of Mexico. Hey, I want to move very quickly to the Columbine Massacre. Last month, April, we had the anniversary of that. And who all those kids, you have to understand that Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold were both Jews. And they were both homosexuals. They would go to school holding hands. And they were even seen kissing each other. And they made a video. They made a video before they carried out the massacre of all those students. And they made it plain. They gave their last will and testament. They said, we're going to go to that school and kill as many Christians as we can. These are Jewish homosexual Satanists. Oh, my goodness. Yes, they may have been suicidal misfits. But Dylan Klebold was in love with Eric Harris. Love. Two Jewish homosexual Satanists. Have you ever heard of that from the media? I have USA Today. Maybe that was what was in my mind a while ago. I was waiting on this article, April 2nd, 2009. People are still trying to fathom and understand what happened at Columbine. Two journalists have written books about the twisted minds of the killers. Well, I got their books out, and they're just a bunch of trash. They still don't tell you why Klebold and Harris killed the people. But the police have the videos. And guess what? They kept it under wraps. Recently, somebody who worked at the police department, nobody knows who, released some of the videos. They leaked them. My goodness, the judge in the case went wild. And they ordered those internet sites cut out. You can't get them on YouTube anymore. Now, we have a little bit of information on this on our website, powerofprophecy.com. Read about the beautiful Christian girls that were slaughtered by these pigs. These Jewish homosexual Satanist pigs. These two homosexual lovers. And nobody will tell you about it. Barbara Wawa Walters won't tell you about it. Well, I just did. And it's true. Hey, the Bilderbergers are meeting again. Bilderbergers are meeting in a little town called Voulagmeni. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Voulagmeni, Greece, out of Athens. Greece, the nation of Greece. The Bilderbergers are meeting the weekend of May 14th through 17th. The Bilderbergers. I suppose the governor of Texas will be there. He was last time for their meeting, Rick Perry. Then he comes back and says, yeah, I believe maybe Texas might have to secede from the Union and establish its own republic. Well, he's fixing to run against Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson for the governor's office again. And so he thought he'd appeal to the Ron Paul conservatives. Rick Perry is just a big Bilderberger globalist piece of trash. And that's the truth. They're building this big Trans-America corridor down there, and he's mad as a wet hen because the people of Texas have been fighting this Trans-America corridor in the North American Union. And Rick Perry's right there with a globalist trying to get it all worked out. Now, Chuck Norris may be a different story. You know, the martial arts king, Walker, Texas Ranger, star of the television series. Chuck Norris was recently on a television show, and he said if things continue the way they are with the Obama administration, Texas may become its own republic, its own nation once again, and I'll be delighted to run for office to become the first president of the Republic of Texas, Chuck Norris. You know, I like that. Now, my name is not Tex Mars for no reason at all. My parents are very patriotic. We're Texans first and Americans second. And you know what? I know I'm going to heaven and I'm not going to be a Texan or an American. And with every passing day, I'm getting closer to the place where I'm going to live forever, heaven. While I'm down here, I'd like to see the Republic of Texas. And it just might happen. Now, I'm not grabbing a gun and going out and, you know, fighting America. Of course not. That's silly. But actually, the laws support us. When Texas became a state, the agreement stated that at any time Texas was not happy with being a member of the Union, they could secede. We're the only state that has that agreement. We can secede any time we want. Well, a lot of people in Texas are wanting it. They did a poll, and 25% of the Texans said they would like to have their own country down here. Now, one of the reasons is because of all the oil wells down in the Gulf of Mexico. Did you know that Texas would be one of the richest nations in the world? Well, people say, oh, so you wouldn't share that oil with the United States? Friends, let me tell you something. It's not being shared with Texas or the other 49 states right now. They've closed off most of the oil wells. Let me give you another little secret for this volume of secrets. There's never been a time since World War II when less oil is being produced in America. Per capita, considering the population of this country. I understand that Exxon, Mobil, Chevron, all the others are closing off their oil wells. They're trying to drive up the price of oil and gas again. They're closing oil wells. They're not even operating but a small, tiny percent of the oil wells out in the Gulf of Mexico. You didn't know that, did you? Oh, yeah. We are awash with oil, but they don't want to produce it. Because the price would come down. It would become reasonable again. This is Tex Mars. We've covered a lot of things today, and it's been my pleasure to be your host for Power of Prophecy. And I have a prayer. And my sincere prayer, dear friends, is that you will tune in each week during this same time and discover the power of prophecy.